Sabrina Todd. She's our contact from the Postal Service here in the Mid-Michigan area. And Sabrina, this is an unscheduled call, but you are going to be busy today because people want to know what's going on with the U.S. Postal Service cuts and how they affect us here in Mid-Michigan. First of all, I hope you've had a chance to get a cup of coffee and good morning.
Good morning. I've had a chance to get a couple of sips in, yes.
All right. Well, tell us what you can. What's going to happen? What are we going to be seeing here in the Mid-Michigan area when we think about the upcoming cuts?
Well, right now, we're gearing up for Christmas. So what we're doing right now is just making sure that we're handling the people who are coming in, mailing their packages and shipping for the holidays. As you may have heard, a couple of weeks ago, we did have a public meeting regarding the consolidation of some operations into Grand Rapids. It's still in the study phase, so nothing has been determined as of yet. So as of right now, we're still here, and nothing has been settled as of this moment right now.
All right, so the press conference today in which a Postal Service official is going to talk about what's going to be done as far as cuts, to cut millions and millions, actually it's about $4 billion. As far as you know from this moment here, it doesn't involve Lansing.
As far as I know, I haven't heard anything, you know, specifically, you know, down to our level right now. Typically, when they come out with information like that, it's more from a headquarters standpoint, and then we'll find out after that. So I'm not very familiar with what's going to be said on today.
So they don't let you know ahead of time?
No, I'm not. You know, I'm not that far.
All right. Well, we are going to stay in contact with you just to see that. I think many folks in the Mid-Michigan area, and obviously the workers involved, hope that Collins Road facility stays open. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Yes.
Thanks, Sabrina.
You're welcome. Thank you.